And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Ty Rupert. He's the Deschutes County Sheriff. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, I mean, we know the Sheriff's Department has had some challenges recently. We don't need to get into the details or whatever, but here you are. How does that work? The sheriff, isn't that usually something we vote in?
That's correct.
Right.
Normally to be through an election process.
But in this situation, we needed somebody in, and there you were.
It was different this time. With the outgoing sheriff resigning, it was put to the county commissioners to make an appointment to see or to select who the next sheriff was going to be. And I applied for that process and ultimately became appointed by the commissioners.
And you're not like a newbie or anything, right? You've been doing this for like 20 years or so.
Correct. I've been with the sheriff's office since 2005, so 20 years. I started as a reserve deputy, worked my way all the way up to captain, and then most recently the appointment from the commissioners and now the sheriff's for the sheriff's office.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
How's it going so far?
I think it's going great. I have a heavy lift in front of me. Worked almost 2 weeks straight with no days off, but that's okay. I come from the private sector. I'm not afraid to work. It's important to show the citizens of our county that I am the right choice, that the commissioners made the right choice. I had one of my employees make a comment to me yesterday. They're like, wow, you're here a lot. And I go, I am here a lot. I start at 7 in the morning and I go home, you know, 5, 6, 6:30, whenever I feel that the job is done for that day.
Sure. And I mean, what happens next now? So how long are you in for?
So I'm filling the interim position until next year. There will be a special election held next year. I believe that opens up for anybody that if they're thinking about running in September. I believe that'll close in March. And then if somebody runs as an opponent, then we'll go through the election process next year. Depending on how many people run, we'll determine whether the if it runs full term all the way through November or not.
Gotcha.
So I'll have this position until December of next year. And then...
Now, do you know yet if you'll run?
I will be running.
You think you will be running?
Absolutely.
Is there a vice sheriff? Because if you need a vice, I would be happy to to be on the ticket with you. And then, you know.
Yeah. No vice sheriff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that happens, just let me know.
I'll let you know.
I'll be happy to step up. So
my understanding is I'll be in that position until December of next year.
Okay.
At which point the new sheriff elected, whether it be me or a different person, would take over, I believe, in January of 2027.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for you in this next year and maybe beyond?
The biggest challenge for me right now is just reestablishing that trust that was broken with the previous sheriff. You know, trust, when the citizens voted the former sheriff in, you know, it's a tremendous amount of trust. They're giving him that vote saying, we trust you to be our sheriff. We trust you to provide incredible public safety. We trust you with $68 million a year budget. When you break that trust, it puts a lot of pressure on me to re-pour the foundation of trust, not only externally with the citizens, but also internally with the employees. Trust is a foundation for everything. And even though the employees have known me for 20 years, some that have worked there that long, and they'll be like, you know, we know that you're not like that. And I'm glad that they feel that way. But in my mind, I feel like I'm starting over. It's important to me to show the public and the employees that they can trust me. And I'm not afraid of that challenge because I know who I am as a person. And so I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm excited. Some people have asked me if I was crazy for putting in to be the sheriff, and I'm not. And the reason why is because the employees that I work with are incredible. They've been overshadowed for far too long by poor leadership. I feel that they deserve a leader that they know truly cares about them and supports them, recognizes them, appreciates them, and the community as well. They deserve a sheriff that is responsible, that's going to run the organization financially responsible, but also take care of the employees as well for them. You know, it's the most expensive commodity that we have. The asset that we have is our employees. Our salary base, our payroll is roughly $54 million a year. So it's important to me that we take care of that. The better we take care of our employees, the better service they're going to be able to provide to our citizens.
What is the community going to see? Is it going to look different to the community at all, do you think? Or will it just be looking the same?
I think initially that what they'll start seeing and hearing is from the employees. You know, the employees were nervous leading up to the appointment from the commissioners because they didn't know who their new boss was going to be. They knew me. They knew Lieutenant McLaughlin because they've worked with us. They knew Darren McMaster because he used to work there, some of them. Some of the employees are new and didn't. The other two gentlemen, you know, they know the names, but they didn't know them.
These are all the people that ran for this position this
correct,
time around.
Correct.
Okay.
And so there was a lot of, you know, animosity of people not sure who their new boss was going to be. And so once the appointment was made by the commissioners, you could feel the office settle down almost overnight, it felt like, because now they are like, okay, now we know who our new boss is going to be. We know who we're working for. From there, you know, the last 2 weeks has been, someone asked me the other day if I felt like I was drinking from a fire hose. I said, right now it feels like the Bonneville Dam.
right? A lot of stuff.
And it's not because of my lack of knowledge or experience. It's just there has been so much coming at one time. And it's okay. That's why I'm putting in the long hours. And I'll continue to put those long hours in. My primary focus right now has to be rebuilding that trust, hopefully boosting the morale of our office. And I'll know when that happens because the employees will let me know.
We're talking to Ty Rupert, the sheriff for Deschutes County, and we'll continue our conversation right after this break.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.